Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we look ahead to the 20th annual Hike for the Homeless put on by the Family Promise of the Chippewa Valley. It'll take place at the River Prairie Center in Altoona, Tuesday, August 15th from 5 to 8 in the evening. Coming up, we'll meet the new executive director of Family Promise of the Chippewa Valley, as well as one of the board members of this fine nonprofit organization. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, public affairs program of WWIV and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. At FamilyPromiseCV.org, the website for Family Promise of the Chippewa Valley, they say, "We empower families, we create solutions, we keep parents together with their children, we offer shelter, we offer hope, we offer home." Their new executive director, Scott Wirch, introduces himself to us.
I started about 5 weeks ago and previously had worked at Royal Credit Union for 12 years. I actually retired. And when the previous executive director gave notice that she was moving on, I'm fairly positive Dave and Jenna went, we know somebody who's a sucker for a good cause. No, it's so they actually got a call and asked if I'd be interested in coming out of retirement. And for a cause like this, yes, absolutely. So I've been absolutely thrilled to move into this role.
I asked Wirch to tell us more about Family Promise at the Chippewa Valley and what excites him about the work they're doing.
Yeah, for me, Family Promise is just one of those organizations. We are the area's only homeless shelter that deals specifically with families. So we'll take in families in whatever configuration they come in at. They have to have children with them, and we will bring them in. It's not just a meal and a bed for the night. Like many other shelters are, this literally is they live here for 60 to 90 or whatever it takes for them to start getting back on their feet and to start getting ready to be out and become permanently housed someplace. We provide them with case management, rental assistance. We can negotiate or work with landlords to help them. We just paid a deposit for childcare for a family that needed childcare and did not have the money to be able to pay the deposit. And so that's what we do what we need to help them get back on their feet and get ready to be housed again.
How many people or how many families can you house at one time?
It really depends. We've got six rooms where we have families be able to stay. If each of them had 4 to 5 people in them, we probably could do 25 to 30 people total. Six families.
So Wirch, they're referring to the Beacon House shelter located in downtown Eau Claire that can house up to six families at a time and provides immediate relief for families without a place to stay by giving them short-term shelter and allowing them time to get their feet back on the ground. Families may stay there for up to 30 days, their website says, and Beacon House is supported by volunteers from over 20 area congregations. Meanwhile, they've also established transitional housing, having a 2-unit duplex that serves as a stepping stone for families as they transition from Beacon House back into permanent housing. And then they also look to move people from the Beacon House shelter into permanent housing as quickly as possible, and that's long been the goal of Family Promise of the Chippewa Valley. I asked Scott Wirch for his current assessment of homelessness in the Chippewa Valley.
The homeless issue is growing in the Chippewa Valley. We're seeing more and more and more requests for families to come in. This year is the fullest we've been in several years. We've typically always had rooms available. I don't believe this last 2 weeks have been the first time we've had any rooms available. And one of them is out because we're remodeling it and getting it. But we will have those rooms full most likely by the end of next week again already.
Wirch says the problem of homelessness in the Chippewa Valley is not going away. It's not getting any easier.
And there's so much misconception about what homelessness looks like. I think so many people, we hear things like, well, if they just get a job, if they just save their money, if they just, on any given time, if we've got six families in here, 4 to 5 of them are already working full-time. But the rental market and the housing market has gotten so expensive that a full-time job these days will not get you or a family into an apartment or a home. And so they're struggling with that. Statistically, if we take a look at it, less than 10% of all the families in the United States could sustain a $400 emergency expense without it costing them to be able to say, so do we pay the rent or the electric bill this month. Mm-hmm. You know, so the vast majority of us are just on that verge of potentially being homeless. Mm-hmm. And then now you add in the fact that for many of the folks, they maybe have had an eviction in their past. That makes it very difficult for them. So if I can't pay the rent and I get evicted, how do I get another place? A lot of landlords will not rent to people who have had an eviction. And so that for us is where our case managers come in and being able to negotiate with them and help them. We typically, last year, I believe we served 30 families over the course of the year here in the Chippewa, and they all basically came from the Chippewa Valley. Pretty rare we get somebody from outside the Chippewa Valley.
Now, if it seems to you that despite the various groups, agencies, and organizations like Family Promise trying to alleviate homelessness in the Chippewa Valley, the problem is still not getting solved, Scott Wirch agrees.
It's not. And each of those serves a slightly different population. So Sojourner, if you come in as a family, they can't put you up. We can. Hope, I think there's some requirements there also. And so for some people, the other options are not an option for them.
Well, quite a few homeless individuals can be spotted on any given day in downtown Eau Claire, especially. I suggested to Scott Wirch, it seems quite rare to see a homeless family.
You probably would not see them there because 9 times out of 10, the families are doing things like staying in their car. They're sofa hopping from friend to friend to neighbor, and now all of a sudden they get told, nope, there's nobody who can put you up. So it is a different population. Families on a national level make up 30% of the homeless population. Of those who are currently experiencing homelessness, about 30% are families. On any given night, there's about 170,000 people in the United States that are unsheltered. Here in Wisconsin, it's about 7,700 people a night that are experiencing homelessness. And the state of Wisconsin total has only about 3,600 beds available for them. So I'll give you some of the extent, and the problem is that we don't have enough beds in the state to accommodate even sheltering every homeless person every night.
Wirch describes the challenge Chippewa Valley law enforcement currently faces in regard to homeless individuals.
When we throw them out of the park, they go to UW-Eau Claire. When UW-Eau Claire throws them out, they go to another place. And so the problem is we don't have a solution that's workable for the police when they have an interaction with homeless people. Their only choices are arrest them, kick them out, or let them stay there.
Wirch says one of the things being discussed by the Wisconsin Balance of State Continuum of Care is...
And I love the concept, is coming up with a transition or a stabilization place where when the police interface with those folks, they're able to take them there, they can get a place to stay, they can get a meal, and then we can sort, I'm gonna air quote the word sort them out, but we can start getting them to the help they need through that.
While there are a wide range of opinions among both individuals and organizations how to best deal with the unhoused population, Wirch says...
Family Promise is a national organization, and for us also, it's about doing whatever we need to do to help them become permanently housed and to keep them there. Whether that's helping them, subsidizing rent when they're out with a local landlord that we worked with, or going to our transitional housing. We're working, ultimately our goal is to do the same thing Carrie's group is, which is to end homelessness. Mm-hmm. How do we do that? That's our mission statement, is we're creating a place where every family has a place to stay.
I asked Family Promise of the Chippewa Valley Board Vice President and Treasurer David Norgaard what led him to join the board a couple of years ago.
Back with my wife and I, and struggling to conceive, and then we went through an adoption journey or a foster care journey. So kids have always been a big passion of mine. Kids have always been in the forefront of what I wanted and what we wanted as a family. So when we struggled, we went through the foster care route, and then through Royal Credit Union again, Jen I. Brantner, who was the previous past president on the board, had reached out for volunteers. So that's how I got involved with the Family Promise, and knowing that, you know, families, children are near and dear and something that, you know, have been a big part of my life.
Norgaard says all the funds raised at the August 15th Hike for the Homeless are to benefit the shelter.
Everything that the shelter does, that's what the Hike for the Homeless helps support. It goes right back into the shelter and the Beacon House there.
Norgaard says,
it's a big fundraiser for us. A lot of time, a lot of effort goes into it, and a lot of the board members spend a lot of time volunteering and prepping and doing it along with Scott and his team.
Scott Wirtz says the Hike for the Homeless is a fun event as well.
The walk actually is, so it's not just a walk. We're bringing in Bubbles Barbecue, the food truck, so that'll be there. I know Altoona Fire Department is providing a fire engine and a staff to come be with the kids and teach them a little bit. We have games set up in the park pre and post so that they can play some games. Tons of prizes, all donated by local businesses and individuals. I think we've become famous for our prize baskets, where the board spends a lot of time looking at, okay, we got this, now how do we lump this together into a themed basket? And so those go over well every year. It's a fun event. It's a fun evening of out having fun and raising money to help the homeless.
I asked Board Vice President and Treasurer David Norgaard how much they've typically raised at past events.
So in the past, we've raised right around that $30,000 to $40,000 mark with this event, and that's what we're hoping to do this year. I think the goal is set at about $40,000, and we want about 350 people walking. Mm-hmm. So generally, we're in the 250 range for those that come and join the event.
Is there, like, how much do you charge for, there's an entry, or do people, like, raise, solicit donations, or what?
Yeah, so we solicit donations for it. You can definitely donate just on the website, even if you can't make the event and walk. There's a place to donate. Otherwise, is it $30
a walker?
$30 a walker right now to join, but you can donate more as well when you're on that on the website.
Like any nonprofit, will always take more.
right.
Scott Wirtz says one of the things that's so important that he doesn't know if people realize is,
we do these fundraisers like this, that's our unrestricted spending. So things like this week, we're doing a bunch of repairs to the building that we've needed to do for a little bit, and now we've finally got some people who are saying, yes, I can help with that. And oftentimes, when we talk about grant funding through nonprofits, those are often restricted as to what we can spend the money on. So it has to be spent on curtains. It has to be spent on. This is the stuff that we use to pay our staff and to buy the things that we need to keep the shelter operating, where we don't have to do an annual 30-page report to justify how we spent that money. And so that these fundraisers are so important to allow us to continue to operate.
Finally, Family Promise of the Chippewa Valley Executive Director Scott Wirtz personally invites every person listening right now to plan to take part in the 20th annual August 15th Hike for the Homeless at River Prairie Center in Altoona.
Please come sign up. I'll go to our website, which is familypromisecv.org. And if you go familypromisecv.org/events, you'll be taken to the event. And on the right side is the click button that you can do to register for the Hike for the Homeless. It kicks off August 15th. We start registration at 5 on the grounds at River Prairie Center. We'll kick off the first route at 6 p.m. We've got both a 1 mile and a 3 mile route. It is absolutely all walker friendly. You could do it in a wheelchair. You could do it in, we have a lot of strollers out there. It's a relatively flat terrain that we've got. Beautiful scenery out in the park. If you haven't been to River Prairie Park, that's an amazing park to be in. Got Bubbles Barbecue, lots of prizes. Our sponsors are looking forward to having you out there. We would love to have 600 walkers show up. 40,000. I'd love to have more than, I'd love to see us get 60,000, but 40 is kind of what we're aiming for. But yeah, it's going to be a great night. We're going to have a good time.
Family Promise of the Chippewa Valley and their 20th annual Hike for the Homeless at the River Prairie Center in Altoona, 5 to 8 in the evening, coming up on Tuesday, August 15th. Learn more at familypromisecv.org. Again, from the Beacon House to transitional housing to rapid rehousing and case management, empowering families, creating solutions, keeping parents together with their kids, offering shelter, hope, and a home. Get behind Family Promise of the Chippewa Valley and plan to take part in the upcoming 20th annual Hike for the Homeless, August 15th at the River Prairie Center in Altoona. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. Thanks for listening. I'm Mark Halverson.